Today, I think we need to talk a little bit more. I see I'm adding every day a little bit more, bit by bit. It's nevertheless a big amount of people. It's the last generation, many different people that are joining, and we need to make this path as comfortable as possible and close as possible, and something that will be accepted by as many people as possible. Of course, not everyone is worthy of it, to reach faith above reason themselves, like us, like we are trying to do, but the rest will be drawn by joining in a more passive manner. But nevertheless, the entrance to spirituality and broad as possible for everyone. When we learn faith above reason, we don't understand these words so much. They're a little confusing for us. They confuse us. They seem empty from content, and we need to clarify them more and more. And this scrutiny needs to be in a more emotional way, because there's no other way, because we only have vessels of feeling, a desire within which we reveal this. That's why what we do need to do is to scrutinize it even more. Faith above reason is that state which we learn that the spiritual vessel operates in such a way that it makes a decision upon itself not to receive inside the will to receive, which is called within reason. Instead, it builds its relation, its attitude towards the Creator, the feeling of the connection, the feeling of the upper world, the feeling of what spirituality is, what is outside of me, in essence, as I build this above my reason, meaning beyond my decision, I make practically a restriction not to receive for myself in a direct way, like the will to receive is, which is made up of the mind and the heart. I don't want to receive it, meaning I don't want to understand, and I don't want to feel in a direct manner. Rather, I want to do it all in rejection, by me emerging outside of myself, by me operating above my reason. And specifically, when a person tries to do that, he begins to understand that this causes him to have his reason greater, more broader. Whoever wants to go above reason receives an addition of reason, an addition of will to receive, as he feels like wanting more and is knowing more within his vessels of reception. And then he needs to do even more of an overcoming. And this is through the group, through the fact that he includes himself in the ten, and even more exiting himself above himself to connecting to the Creator. And when he connects to the group and connects to the upper force, he builds them. That's called "You made me." Because he doesn't receive and doesn't want to receive what there is, as if there is something outside of a person. Because outside of a person, all there is the abstract upper light. And what he builds is his spiritual world. This is why the Creator says, "You made me. You have triumphed over me," meaning you're building everything above your will to receive. And this is how we need to constantly be in this scrutiny, where this is within reason and this is above reason. This is inside the will to receive and this is above the will to receive. This is inside of my regular feeling, and this is where I'm building my feeling out of giving. And this is how we need to build these two levels. Reason and faith above reason. That is reception and bestowal above the force of reception. As reason is called reception, and faith is called above the force of reception, bestowal. And this is how we need to constantly try and be in these states and build them one after the other, constantly as much as possible, until we receive more and more feelings, more and more understandings of what it is considered to be within reason and above reason, within reason and above reason, and to constantly be trying to build ourselves in such a way. And this is how we advance. How we advance. There will be many questions, many discernments. Some of them we will answer, some of them we won't. Since you will have to scrutinize throughout the day, until tomorrow, constantly be in this. To try again and again, go over the morning lessons. Let's say now we're learning work in faith above reason, selected excerpts from the from Bala Sulam, from Rabash, from sources. I hope that throughout the day you're going over them. Let's say now we're going to start with excerpt number 10. Yes, Niv?
Right.
So we will try to, throughout the day, go over these excerpts. If you don't manage to do so, if you only go over two or three of them, that's also good. Even if you engage in one of them several times a day until you understand, there are some that read an excerpt and even part of an excerpt, and it's so attractive, it's so grabbing that it doesn't let you run away to other excerpts. And that too is good. That's good. Remain in that. Meaning the main thing is for you to feel that it draws you, it sucks you in. Because this construction that we're doing in our faith above reason is truly that spiritual kli, that partsuf, that relation between us and the Creator, which through that we will see that we are in a true state, in the world of truth, as we call it. In a spiritual world. And this is how we will succeed. Therefore, the main thing is, don't look for questions right away, how to ask, but rather try to write them maybe, if so. But you should know that this all needs to be clarified during your internal work as you are scrutinizing what we read and talk about. Now we will start from excerpt number 10. Yes? Well, please.
Right. So, quote number 10. This is from the selected excerpts on the work with faith above reason. From Bala Sulam, Shamati 13, a pomegranate. There is emptiness only in a place where there is no existence.
Ego.
Where there's no ego there, there's no desire to receive, to understand, to feel, to see, but rather he has it clearly, and even more and more each time this ego opens up. But he is trying to rise above it, and specifically by his ego growing more and more, and him trying to build the spiritual work, his attitude towards friends and to the Creator in a way that's above his ego, then by this he advances and builds a greater kli until this kli will have sufficient volume and sufficient discernments by which he will be able to start to feel there the new world, the upper world. This is like a baby who grows, he still doesn't understand or feel, of course, and doesn't grasp He doesn't even have a sense of vision. He and the in hearing and tastes. He doesn't have a great feel yet until that awakens and is built in him as well. This is how we too, by us returning, also repeating mechanically this return to the ten, through talking about it, through the different senses where these things are happening, we are constantly trying to bring ourselves back to the state like it was in one soul. So the matter of emptiness, only in a place where there is existence, where there's no existence, where our ego is. Yes?
You find that what is the measure of the filling of the empty place?
That I will feel that emptiness, first of all, and how can I fill this place with new sight, a new perception, new understanding in mind and heart, which is renewing.
The answer is according to one's elevation of oneself above reason.
Meaning as much as I have within my reason, and I live, I'm in my reason, but I want to fill myself above that in a new feeling and a new understanding, which are not in the same style that I'm living, but in a style of bestowal through faith. I want to receive here some new inclination, some new feeling, some sensor that will open up in me that wasn't there before, and I will build in me an ability to perceive in a new way something that's outside of me.
This means that the emptiness should be filled with exaltedness.
Meaning I have some empty place and I want to fill it through this exaltedness, through the greatness of bestowal. Because the Creator is the quality of bestowal by me exiting and rising above myself. Yeah. Rising above myself, yes?
Meaning with above reason. And to ask of the Creator to give him that strength. This will mean that all the emptiness that was created, meaning it comes to a person to feel this way, that he's empty, only in order to fill it with the greatness of the Creator. In other words, one is to take everything above reason.
Meaning that to start with, I feel that all my feelings, all that feeling of emptiness that I have from something that is called spirituality, yes, I don't know what that spirituality is yet, but I somewhat want to awaken myself to this. Or I'm between the friends and I see that they're yearning and wanting, and I will receive from them too this deficiency for spirituality, which I don't know what it is. So I want to fill my longing for spirituality, not by me feeling it now in a regular way, but rather I understand that spirituality can be revealed only in a spiritual way, meaning spirituality is bestowal, so only in bestowal from me, outside of myself, as I want to feel it by me emerging out of myself from my will to receive to a desire to bestow to others. And then in this inclination, I will feel the new world, which will be faith above reason.
Ken?
וזהו מה שכתוב.
And this is the meaning of the verse, God has made it that he will be feared. This means that these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason.
Meaning the fact that we're feeling this inner emptiness, this inner despair, this inner lack for something that we don't know what it is. Specifically, that feeling is a very good feeling. It's that feeling of that empty space that needs to be filled with bestowal, with going outside of myself, in rising above himself. And the more I'm wrapped with friends that are also yearning, so that spirit will take us in such a way to the heavens, meaning to bestow.
And for this we need the help of the Creator.
After we make all kinds of efforts and we want and want, sometimes I get an understanding that I need help from above here to turn to Him, and that's the providence which operates on me in such a way. Sometimes this providence comes in such a way that I feel that it comes from the society, that the society is giving me all of a sudden a clue for this and support for me to turn to the Creator. Sometimes this comes to us from the whole society together, where we're all in such a state and we feel one another in this certain emptiness, and that we need to turn to the Creator because we have no choice. But somehow, nevertheless, there is special care from above, which either awakens a person in his individual way or awakens through the group. But it's worthwhile, of course, for us to connect to one another, and one will help his friend by supporting and raising ourselves to faith above reason, to general bestowal to the Creator above all this general emptiness of ours.
Hainu.
Of ours.
Hainu. שאדם מוכרח אז לבקש מהשם שייתן לו את הכוח.
It follows that at that time one must ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason. Turns out that it is precisely then that one needs the Creator to help him. Since the exterior mind lets him understand the opposite.
אדם מרגיש שאם הוא יישאר כך,
a person feels like if he will remain this way without additional forces, without additional perception above his ego, without the understanding how to do some action in order to bestow, he won't come out of this. He will fall soon again and again and again into his ego and won't be able to come out of that hole. Therefore, he understands that there is here help from the environment and an address to the Creator.
Hence, at that time, one has no other choice but to ask the Creator to help him. It is said about this, one's desire overcomes him every day, and were it not for the Creator, he would not overcome it.
One's inclination increases over a person each day, more and more each time, and a person feels that he can't rise above his desire. It's like the desire is constantly catching up with him or passing him and bringing him back again. There's several ways, and we will learn those. The main result here is that he comes to a state where he understands that alone he can't leave. And to turn to the Creator is called that he's turning to the group, not necessarily that he needs to talk to them, but he understands that without attributing himself to the ten, he cannot bring the request to the Creator, as the request needs to be such that the Creator doesn't care for less than ten. He doesn't take care of anyone who's less than 10. He has to have before him a desire that is worthy of becoming a spiritual partzuf, a spiritual structure. And then, if a person doesn't discover this necessity, then nothing works out for him. And if he discovers it, certainly if he doesn't turn this way to the Creator, then he cannot rise to faith above reason, to the force of Bina and bestowal within his group. So this will be above the ego. Read again straight.
Again, item 10. Item 10, this is from Bala Sulam's Shamati 13, a pomegranate. There is emptiness only in a place when there is no existence. As in, the earth hangs on nothing. You find that what is the measure of the filling of that empty of the empty place? The answer is according to one's elevation of oneself above reason. This means that the emptiness should be filled with exaltedness, meaning with faith, with above reason.
To the extent in which bestowal is more important than reception, the extent in which the ten is more important than me, that's considered putting the land above the blockage, meaning I want to build this desire as much as possible, not on the ground, on the desire in order to receive of mine, but in order to bestow, to raise Malchut to Bina, that's called Blima, which is I want to work from Bina and onwards, and not from Malchut.
ויבקש מהשם שייתן לו את הכוח הזה.
And to ask the Creator to give him that strength. This will mean that all the emptiness was created. Meaning, it comes to a person to feel this way that he's empty only in order to fill it with the greatness of the Creator. In other words, one is to take everything above reason. This is the meaning of the verse, God has made it that he will be feared. This means that these thoughts of emptiness come to a person in order for one to have a need to take upon himself faith above reason. And for this we need the help of the Creator. It follows that at that time one must ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason. It turns out that it is precisely then that one needs the Creator to help him. Since the exterior mind lets him understand the opposite. Hence, at that time, one has no other choice but to ask the Creator to help him. It is said about this, one's desire overcomes him every day. And were it not for the Creator, he would not overcome it.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, in a corporeal mechanism, when a person feels emptiness, his inclination is to sort of go inwards and, you know, curl in like a snail. And you say that the solution is in bestowal.
First of all, you keep that emptiness. You don't fill the will to receive that is being revealed, but rather you build upon it an address to the group and to the Creator. That's called that you're hanging the land on that breaking. On that level, you're building a new floor, a new level of address of reality.
What does it mean to hang it, to stop? What do we stop?
It's you wanting to like halt that advancement towards spirituality and filling that emptiness with romimut, with exaltedness, where you specifically respect greatly the emptiness that the Creator reveals in you, the empty vessel, and upon that empty vessel you build the restriction, the masach, and the ochozer, and you don't fill it like it is. You build a new relation, a new attitude, and turn to the Creator with it, meaning for your relations to be equalizing here.
How to pray through the ten? How do I do this?
I don't know how you do this. I don't give more than what Rabash writes about that, since there simply isn't. He wrote everything. But we need to help one another as much as possible. We need to help one another, first of all, understand that we are all in the desire to receive. To understand that what's revealed to us, some longing for spirituality is awakened in us from the Creator. That this longing is very small and it comes and goes. So we need to help one another collect all those desires together, and through envy, lust and honor, all kinds of things that are written, that they take a person out of this world, meaning they take us out of our world to a spiritual degree, a higher degree. That all that the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about is about rising in a degree and not taking a person out of this world as if we're putting him to death so he will go and die. The words of the sages are always in praise. They're talking of how to reach spiritual life. So we need to connect ourselves in the small desires, in our yearnings that we have to try, even without talking. But this is going to incorporate in us and to be in ten as one, so that each will be impressed by the others, and only then he will have the force to rise above his personal desire, since it's made up of other desires. And then he will be able to work with himself, as he himself is the Malchut, and he has the first nine. And in those upper nine, he has, of course, the ability and the force to work with the Malchut. And without, and less than that, he doesn't have that strength. Therefore, we need to truly yearn to have a strong society, and for me to be impressed by them, for them to be great in my eyes. And then I will have the strength to rise above my, and overcome my ego that's being revealed right now. And this is how I can uplift myself each time from me, from Malchut to the first nine, from Malchut to the first nine. And each time I work like this in the first nine, it's considered that I'm working in vessels of bestowal.
Kiev 1.
Сказати, хочу работать выше Бины и выше, но не в Малхут. Что значит работать?
He said, I want to work above the Bina. What does that mean?
There's nothing for us more above Bina, because all that we work with is the force of Malchut, which is, well, Zeranpin and Malchut, let's say, so it'll be easier for you to depict it. Where we join that to the force of Bina. And as much as we join this to the force of Bina, to the force of Bina, then we work from Bina upwards to Keter.
That's it. Все больше и больше присоединяем силы бины.
А кому еще я рационный кабель медгалеют?
What does it mean to further and further respect?
The more the will to receive is revealed in me in the Malchut, the more I feel those disturbances. So with those disturbances, I can associate myself more to the force of bestowal. Therefore, anyone who's greater than his friend in bestowal, why? Because his inclination is greater than him.
You said also, like a formula, that I restrict myself first and then integrate with the friends and then yearn for bestowal. I noticed that just to restrict myself just is difficult. It's easier to just yearn for the friends to begin with.
That's also good. Do it like that. Do it like that.
יכול להיות שאתה רוצה להתקלל עם החברים ונטייה שלך לקבל ואחר כך אתה תתחיל להבדיל שיש כאן נטייה להשפיע, להכין את עצמי לכניסה לחברים. תראה, זה הכל. אנחנו עכשיו מגיעים לאותו כלי שבו אנחנו כל הזמן נחיה. עולם הרוחני הוא כאן. נמצא בסגנון העבודה הזאת ומה שיהיה אחר כך זה למעלה מגמר תיקון. מה יש שם? אנחנו לא יודעים. בינתיים אנחנו צריכים לרכוש כל הלמעלה מהדעת. זאת אומרת, כל הדרגות של ההשפעה עד 125 מדרגות, ולהתקלל בבורא בקומה השלמה. עכשיו יש לנו פיתי 25.
In what is the exaltedness of the Creator?
I also want to say something, Fred. You probably have the sources in front of you, the text.
Yes, everyone has the text, and there is the book icon on the Galaxy menu.
Wonderful. Other than that, it could be that they can print this out, because this material is very fundamental and important. These are not general bits of information that we learned, and we're learning also now sometimes in the wisdom of Kabbalah, in perception of reality and all kinds of things, and how the general Kli is constructed. But this is actually guidance of how to daily advance for us. This is why it's worthwhile for this to be printed out for you on a piece of paper. And wherever you go, you can either, today there is no paper, it's on your phone, yes? But wherever you go, you can look at it and it will be before you. Try to constantly repeat these verses until they will be close to you. Because at first we don't understand what's written. Later it sounds like some of it we hear and some not. And as it's written, and vice versa, on the contrary, you want to invert them and arrange them, rearrange them. I remember how much I tried to rewrite them differently and to emphasize this versus that until I understood these excerpts in a complete manner. So please, try to work with them so they will always be before you. Please, Niv. Well, maybe we could say it this way, where I turn to a great person and I don't ask him to give me some knowledge or information. I ask from him to give me certain qualities by which I could reach that state. Where I ask the Creator the exaltedness of the Creator, the Romemut, meaning the force of Binah, bestowal, the force of emerging above myself. That's what I ask. And specifically, I put a masach and a restriction, since I don't want to receive from him a ready-made thing. No, give me the possibility to reach it on my own, to attain it on my own, to grow and become like you, to reach adhesion, to reach dvikut and equivalence of form, but I need those qualities, and not the knowledge that you receive from those qualities. I want to enjoy being similar to you, and not receiving already by being similar all kinds of information or knowledge. That's what we need to try and ask for and want. I want to be in qualities like the Creator. That's called to return to the degree of the Creator. Return all the way to the Lord your God. But not that I receive some knowledge, and it's impossible, first of all, but even the inclination towards that comes to us in order for us to rise above it.
What is the emptiness?
The emptiness is that I'm feeling that I'm lacking, I'm missing the knowledge of the Creator, the knowledge of life, the knowledge of the world, that I want to fill my will to receive. That feeling which is direct within my will to receive is called emptiness. So I can't fill it with knowledge, with information. No. The Creator didn't create the kli and restrict it so that we will give back to him what was already in him, but rather we need this emptiness to use it in order to resemble the Creator. As I want to first of all acquire his quality, the quality of bestowal, so I use my emptiness as a catapult, as an assistive force. And I ask not to fill the emptiness, but rather to be above the emptiness, to sustain it, make keep it, so it will not disappear. I respect this emptiness, which is the Creator bringing me, in order to build above it the force of faith above reason, the force of bestowal. Therefore, I never fill myself with that which I want, but rather I raise the greatness of the Creator and want to be similar to him above that empty space. Then it's called that I'm sitting with the host and I want to bestow to the host, even though I really want to receive the nourishments that he put in front of me. But I don't fill my stomach with his treats, but rather I want to fill myself only with my tendency towards the host, where my bestowal towards the host will be like my filling. And then it turns out that I am doing a clash against my desire to fill myself and do a zivug, a coupling with the host, with the connection with the Creator, with the host, so that I will fill him, and for me to feel that I'm filling him only under the condition that I fill myself. And in those measures, I'm willing to fill myself, and in that I will feel that I'm filling the host. We've talked about this with you many times.
Toronto 2.
Be the basis for analyzing our studies. Should it be designed to receive or
change?
The basis of our scrutiny, of our progress, of our work needs to be built on the empty space that appears. That I want in my ego, I want to feel, to advance, to be greater, to rise. I envy at some great Kabbalists or anything. My ego arises. That's one. Now, what do I do with that? Secondly, what do I do with this force the Creator awakens in me? So I need to prepare this force for the greatest, most effective, most beneficial work that can be in life, and that's resembling the Creator. When the Creator awakens this emptiness in me, it's in order for me to resemble him. And resembling him means bestowing like he does. Wanting to receive is just something you don't want to waste your life on. It's futile. Resembling the Creator in our life is what's worthwhile to do. And so, what action can bring me that? Only the action of bestowal. And then I try to understand, so how do I reach bestowal? I don't want that. So, this is called above my reason. What does it mean to bestow? I have friends. With them, I can reach something where I can restrict myself to connect with them. I can make myself little to be a part of them, and so on. In this practical fashion, if you make these actions that Rabash writes about, you're going to see a very practical method for how to realize faith above reason. There's nothing more than that in the wisdom of Kabbalah for now, until we correct all the emptiness, the vessel that is restricted in the first restriction.
Отрывки, которые мы только что прочитали из 14 статьи Шамати.
Two questions about the excerpt we just read from Shamati 14. Balas Sulam writes here about the greatness of the Creator being that the Creator becomes necessary for a person. How can you express that necessity and grow it?
That I understand, and I also understand through my group, that if the Creator won't help me integrate with the group and help all of us together reach correction, then we're all lost. Then I was born a beast and I'll die as one without bestowing to others and to myself and the Creator.
Second question. We always talk about the fact that we must grow the exaltedness of the Creator between us. And Baal Shalom writes here that the greatness of the Creator is given by the Creator himself.
To pray and to ask, but in order to pray and ask that the Creator will give the greatness of the Creator, you have to have the impression that you need that greatness, and that's from the group. This is called One Shall Help His Friend. In the group, we awaken each other and all of us together, and then we connect and yell to the Creator, and then he hears. USA, LA.
LA.
Thank you, Rav. It sounds like I need to be caring for being within reason, or that I have reason. If I can discern that there's reason that's worthwhile and reason that causes damage.
No, my whole reason causes me not damage, but a state from which I need to ascend, to rise. That's how it is. Tbilisi.
Hello, Rav. The desire to resemble the Creator, we don't have such, sadly. It advances us to certain states that we just understand that this is the truth and that's how it is. And also the group. How to acquire such a desire to resemble him? Is that possible?
This will come later. The desire to resemble the Creator will come afterwards. In the meantime, you need to understand that progress comes from him. And through the group, you all need to turn to him. And so, try to really make the calculation. How much do you turn to the Creator during the day? How much do you try? And accordingly, make sure you're connected with him as much as possible.
I'm in a process of not able to ask a question, as if all questions come from reason or come from ego, whatever. So it is blocks. Be able to ask. So how can I ask, let's say, above this reason to be able to ask a good question? Because everything is actually, yeah, from the ego. So how do I escape this? By what sort of questions do I need to ask.
Don't run away from this. Don't try to run away from it. It's a very good state. As painful as it is, that's the prayer that actually emerges from the heart and it helps you advance. I don't want to calm you down now and tell you that you're advancing well, but it's good that it hurts. This pain is already a prayer. And the fact that you can't ask, if not through your intellect, that needs to hurt you, and this pain directs you to spirituality. All of you are being taken care of from above, not by me, from above. And so you need to be joyful about it, happy about it. This is what you're lacking. The lack for spirituality, for advancement, for bestowing, but with joyfulness that I'm being taken care of, treated from above.
I want to run away from that feeling of emptiness. I can't tolerate it.
That's incorrect. You can escape the emptiness only on the condition that you build above it connection with the Creator, and the emptiness remains. The emptiness remains. Let's say you are now on a diet. You have no choice. Let's say you're in a dangerous state and you're like in a cellar where you don't get any food, and now you have to use this opportunity to advance. So there's no fulfillment for the emptiness, but rather above that state, you build an attitude, a relation to spirituality, to the Creator. And then you don't feel that you suffer from the emptiness, but you feel you can work with the emptiness in a beneficial way. In a way that is creative.
So faith above reason is like the diet?
Faith above reason is the diet that you take upon yourself. With respect to within reason, what you're given in this world, food, sex, family, money, honor, power, knowledge, you take it in a minimal way, that what you're necessary for your existence. Above that, you relate to spirituality.
I want to ask if I'm kind of calming myself down by faith above reason, but I'm not dealing with this emptiness because I'm afraid, scared deadly about this emptiness.
You don't need to cope with the emptiness. You need to build above it an attitude to the Creator, a relationship with the Creator. The emptiness needs to stay. It's like we learned that the Kli has to restrict itself, stay empty, and above the restricted place, it builds first lines filled in their relationship with the Creator, and that's where the Creator appears to him.
So what, there's no existence there? What, he doesn't exist?
Just don't pay attention to it. Leave it alone. Build everything above the emptiness, what you typically want, and not corporeally, but spiritually.
A day that one does not associate himself with the ten, it just doesn't bring himself to the Creator. You repeat it now. What does it mean to attribute oneself to the ten, to turn to the Creator through the ten?
Together with them, to be in a shared desire, in a single desire, an inclination of the heart. If we don't connect this way according to our level, just like you demand from kids in a kindergarten, if we don't connect at least on that level, then our address to the Creator is not effective. It's not working. The Creator is just a ladder of degrees. If we don't enter the 10, then we're not holding on to any rung on the ladder.
What does it mean attributing himself or associating himself? What, he has to try to feel that he's part of something, or?
Everyone needs to feel that they are part of their 10, included in their 10, existing in the 10, and out of the 10, out of the common desire of the 10, you turn to the Creator. If we don't have that kind of plea, then this is what's happening to us. In the meantime, we think that we're addressing the Creator. We don't. You dial to the Creator, but the line is not working. You don't even feel that it's not there.
Peter, that's not a transgression.
All right. From the beginning, excerpt 12, Bala Sulam, Shamati 16, what is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? It is written, woe on to you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be so strong as if they see with their eyes with certainty that it is so. That the Creator watches over the world in a manner of good and doing good. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, since seeing is contradictory to faith.
Then they use the vessels of Malchut instead of the vessels of Bina.
In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason.
I'm either in Malchut or in Bina, one of the two. Yeah.
And when one does what is against one's reason,
he restricts his will to receive, and then
this is called faith above reason.
I want to
come bring you closer to Tess and the preface so we can see what the content of the actions are there that he's speaking about in the Tensfirot, in the vessels, in the Paltzuf, meaning
this means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is in a manner of good and doing good, while they do not see it with absolute certainty. They do not say to the Creator, we want to see the quality of good and doing good as seen within reason.
Why? Because by that they'll annul their ability to remain in faith above reason, above the vessel of reception.
Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason.
What do you gain by this? You gain that you feel the spiritual world in addition to the corporeal world. Not that we give up on anything from creation. When we restrict Malchut, we take all the forces of the Malchut, all the desires of the Malchut, and raise them in order to be still. Then we discover all of the Malchut, all of the will to receive, but we reveal those desires the way the Creator created them, how He relates to them, how He can fill them, meaning then we truly understand creation. And it seems to us that we're restricting the malchut, restricting the will to receive. It's not restricting, it's restricting our attitude towards it, the way it seems. But specifically by the connection in order to bestow, we open malchut to infinite dimensions, to the first nine sefirot. We fill it with the light of the Creator. Yes.
But they ask of the Creator to give them such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason, that there will be no difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, those who want to adhere to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord. Can we do an exercise while reading the excerpt that questions come up in me, and then I can put a restriction on them, or
we do it, we've done it in the past, we will need to learn these parts from tests where it speaks about Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, or Yashar, that expands in the Partzuf from Pit to the Tabu, how there's a Bitush between the lights, all these things. It's all speaking about our work with pleasures towards the host, faith above reason, where all our desires of the ten are desires from the Pe downward to the Siyum. So part of them we can work, that's called from Pit to the Tabu, where we're all together connecting. And those are 10 sefirot of the toch of the partzuf, and such desires that we can connect in order to truly be connected in mutual bestowal and bestowing to the host. So those are the 10 sefirot of the toch. We will all work through this practically.
При чтении отрывков о вере выше знания, от чего зависит, я склоняюсь к вере.
When we read excerpts about faith above reason, on what does it depend if I go in the direction of faith?
I hold on to faith. It's the upper force. It's the force of the Creator, the force of bestowal, the force of love. I hold on to it as much as I can. And if I can add some kind of knowledge, some kind of my actions, so I will do it. If not, so no. But even though I remain only in Dvekut, in the force of faith, that is called that I'm as a drop of seed in the upper Ima. And that is already the beginning of the spiritual embryo.